Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Abner quickly moved to realign the northern tribes under David's rule. Quote, "In time past you were seeking for David to be king over you. Now then, do it. For the Lord has spoken of David, saying, quote, by the hand of my servant David, I will save my people Israel from the hand of the Philistines and the hand of all their enemies." 2 Samuel 3, verses 17 and 18. He and 20 men then slipped into Hebron for a dinner meeting with David. Abner reported on the progress he had made and his intentions to follow through with the uniting of the country. Things seemed to be going very well, but there would be one thorn in Abner's bouquet. Joab. David's commander had three serious problems with Abner. One, he was convinced Ish-bosheth's general was up to no good, and his recent trip to Hebron was a spying mission. Verse 25. Two, Abner was several years Joab's senior. If he defected to David and ingratiated himself to the king by bringing Israel under David's reign, who's to say he wouldn't vie for Joab's job? 3. Joab was convinced Abner had murdered his younger brother Asahel. Verse 27. There was only one thing to do. Quickly, without David's knowledge, quote, he sent messengers after Abner, who brought him back to Hebron. Verse 26. Recall that Hebron was a city of refuge, designed for just such a situation. If he was safe inside, Abner's case could have been heard and decided upon. It clearly had been a case of self-defense. But Abner died one step from safety. Quote, Joab took him aside in the gate to speak with him privately, and there stabbed him. Verse 27, under the fifth rib, just as his brother had died. Are you not saved yet? Fanny J. Crosby wrote, quote, only a step to Jesus. Believe, and you shall live. Lovingly now he's waiting and ready to forgive.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.